Hello, beloved ones. Welcome to your soul reset, where we pause the noise, slow the swirl, and make space for your soul to breathe again. Before we go any further, I want you to take a deep breath with me. Inhale God's presence. Exhale the pressure. Inhale God's peace. And exhale the need to perform. Now one more time, breathe in his nearness and let go of everything trying to steal your stillness. Right here, right now, let's invite the Holy Spirit to reset what's been weary, to realign what's been distracted, and to refresh what's been dry. Because this moment, this sacred pause is where faith gets reignited. So let's lean in to this beautiful word together. Colossians 2, 6 through 7 says, "So then, just as you receive Christ Jesus as Lord, continue to live your lives in him, rooted and built up in him, strengthened in the faith as you were taught, and overflowing with thankfulness." You know, beloved, this verse isn't just instruction, it's invitation. Paul's saying, keep living the way you started. When you first met Jesus, your heart said yes before your eyes ever saw proof, and that's faith. And gratitude, oh, gratitude, it's what keeps that yes alive. In the Greek, the word rooted is rizo. It paints a picture of a tree going deep into the soil, becoming anchored and stable. And built up, epikodomio, means to keep growing, keep being formed layer by layer, like a house being constructed upon a strong foundation. So even when the miracle hasn't shown up yet, even when the promise still feels far away, your roots are holding. God is still building. And every time you say, "Thank you, Lord," you are watering those roots with faith. Here's the secret tucked in this passage. Paul says when your faith is strengthened, your heart starts overflowing with thankfulness. The word overflowing, parousio, means exceed, to spill over. And thankfulness, eucharistia, comes from the same root word as grace. So gratitude isn't just saying thanks, it's releasing grace. It's partnering with heaven. It's how you unlock the door for the miraculous. When you thank God for what you don't see yet, you are practicing faith in action. You are declaring, "Lord, I trust you before I trace you." And that kind of faith, it opens heaven's gates. So here's your reset today. Pause, remember, and thank him, not only for what's visible, but for what's becoming. Maybe whisper this with me. God, thank you for what you're doing beneath the surface. Thank you for what you've planted, what you're building, and what you're preparing. Even in the unseen, you're good. Even in the waiting, you are worthy. I choose gratitude. I choose faith and action. I choose to believe for the miracle. In Jesus' name, amen. Take one more deep breath with me, beloved. Let that gratitude rise in you like light breaking through the dawn, because you, my friend, are being rooted, built up, and overflowing. And your thankfulness is opening the door for the very miracle your heart's been waiting for. So go ahead, rise up, radiate, and keep thanking him on the way to your breakthrough. Until next time, remember, gratitude is faith in motion, and you were made to shine.